Jack Snipes jokes that some of his friends have taken to calling him Lord Voldemort, the evil wizard in the Harry Potter books. Snipes isn't really the Prince of Darkness, but he is one of the few scholars of children's literature who have publicly attacked the Potter books. And it's not that he thinks they're worthless. Snipes admits the books are page-turners, with inventive characters and clever plot twists. But he told Steve Paulson that these books never really challenge their readers, as the best children's books do. What's more, Snipes considers the politics of the Harry Potter books downright reactionary.
I find the books themselves fairly conventional, predictable, and what is most troublesome is that the books are highly sexist from my point of view, which is very strange because the books have been written by a woman. I would say 99% of the characters are white. The focus is on white boys at a private school disguised as a type of school for wizards. And it really does, I think, contribute to enhancing the idea that little white boys, extremely gifted white boys, are chosen to rule the world.
Now, I have to say, I've read all the Harry Potter books. I have thoroughly enjoyed them. But I would agree, they're not great literature. I mean, there is something formulaic about them.
Yes, yeah, very much so.
But can't we leave it at that and just say, okay, these are fun?
Yes, but I do worry about the standards and the quality of children's literature. And we have to be careful because children's literature is not only being read by children, but more so by adults. And in fact, my theory is that more adults are reading. You yourself have read all four of the novels. I would wager that most children in the United States certainly have not read the novels.
So for all of the talk that these Harry Potter books have gotten children reading again, especially boys reading,
yes,
you're saying that's probably misplaced.
Definitely, because one book will not do it. Four books, a series, will not do it. It may be a first step to a certain extent. But I've worked for the last 20 years as a storyteller in schools, and part of the program that I do as a storyteller is to try to get children to become their own storytellers and to work with them on developing their own stories, developing their critical literacy, and to also stimulate their imagination. It takes hours. I mean, they will not be turned on by just one book.
Well, I want to pursue this point, and I don't mean to beat Harry Potter into the ground, but I think this
yes.
is a useful
yes.
example to refer to.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a really good children's book and something that you don't particularly like, Harry Potter? What would raise it
right.
to another level?
Well, I've just finished an essay on Philip Pullman. He's written a trilogy called His Dark Materials. He has stated that he will not write down to children, that he respects children, and that for him, the process that he would like to send young readers off on is an intellectual voyage or a voyage of intellectual discovery. And if you begin reading the first volume, The Golden Compass, you must wonder whether a 9 or 10 or 11 or 12-year-old can stay mm-hmm. with this novel.
Well, or is it above their level?
Or is it above their level? Because the book is based on Milton's Paradise Lost. There's a concept of the world and of evil that is so elaborate and so complex. His use of language, the philosophical rigor in the works, I'm sure that maybe 50% of the population in America would reject these books for children because there's a critique of organized religion, and organized religion is actually evil in these works.
So you're saying they're challenging,
and part
of what they do is they go against conventional thinking.
Yes, exactly, but they elucidate the world. I mean, we don't know what evil is, and I'm not talking just about the Rowling books. And a lot of fantasy books are junk. In fact, I would say 70 or 80% of the market of fantasy books and sci-fi books produced not only for children but for adults.
And it's too easy just to label a character as evil and,
right.
and leave it at that. You
right.
really want to get at what makes that person evil.
Exactly. And you have to see through the actions and the thinking and what these characters do, how they think. And Pullman does that. He pulls it off. And of course, he's not the other. We have, wonderful writers, Lloyd Alexander in America. But there are very, very good writers also in Great Britain. Aside from Pullman, I'm thinking of Diana Wynne Jones, who's a marvelous writer of fantasy for young people, young readers. These writers are well known, but certainly they have not received the attention they deserve. And I think in part, is they're not an easy read. The works are not easy reads. And I think one of the attractive parts about the Potter books and other books like the Potter books is that they are very easy to read.
Well, let me back up for a moment. Does it matter whether children's literature is good? Does this really make a difference in terms of how kids think?
Crucial. If we want to really develop future generations who are going to deal with the problems that we have, such as the pauperization of women and pauperization of children, the ecological problems that we have, we have to have a literature that's pleasurable, that's amusing, that's wonderful, that really turns us on. But we also have to have a literature that has substance to it. I think that if we really do not think seriously about children's culture, we're making a grave mistake.
Are you saying, if we just step back from just children's literature and really talk about the socialization process of children, the culture of what kids are exposed to, is the basic problem that too much of it is sanitized, that somehow it's too carefully packaged to be real?
Mm-hmm. Yes and no. Part of it is sanitized, and we try to overprotect our children, and therefore we're not being honest with them because we get rid of cursing or sexual remarks and so on and so forth.
So you think that stuff should be in the books that kids read?
When it's appropriate, of course. I curse it at home, and my daughter's heard it since she's been very, very young. Why should we cover it up? A lot of the books and films and videos and games and dolls and so on that we produce for children is being sanitized to the point that they're vapid. And then we get the other side where they're sexist, they're violent, they're perverse. So the question is, how do we find a happy medium?
Well, I'm curious about what this means for you as a father. You've mentioned
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
you have a daughter.
Yes.
Has she ever read books that you weren't particularly pleased with, sort of thinking, why in the world is she reading that trash?
Oh, definitely. We've had major fights. She's read, at one point, we were living in Paris, and my mother-in-law felt that she needed some books, and she sent 20 of the Sweet Valley Twin books, which I consider trash. And my daughter gobbled them up, and of course, I was horrified. I've learned that I cannot protect or control my daughter.
So did you tell her this?
Oh, yes.
Why are you reading that? Throw them away.
Oh, we have major, major battles in our family about the music she hears, the things she purchases, and so on and so forth.
But does it ever work the other way? I mean, does she ever convince you, actually, there's some value
yes.
in this thing
that you thought was just
a bunch of tripe?
Yes. She makes me aware of many things that I don't know, and where I am ignorant, or where I modify my viewpoint. I try to listen to her as much as possible because I want to find out what the influence is, or under what influence she's working or living. And it's very helpful for me. But I think that it is important for children to engage, for adults to engage their children.
So maybe having an argument about something is actually a good thing. I mean, what it's really about is you're trying to get at, is this of value? Does it have
yes,
quality? And
right.
and maybe you have to fight it out.
We do. And that's it. That's we have to. And this is what we have to do now. All parents, all adults, really, if we're going to change the future, if we're going to change the society, then we have to begin engaging our children continually.
Jack Zipes is an authority on the Brothers Grimm and other fairy tales. His latest book is Sticks and Stones, The Troublesome Success of Children's Literature from Slovenly Peter to Harry Potter.